Tony.
Paul.
So I was at this show a couple weeks ago. I was seeing explosions in the sky.
Yeah.
At the 9:30 club. You know them?
Yeah.
You know, like the post-rock, the like loud, soft, loud. So I'm at this show, sold out show, one of the most respectful audiences in terms of personal space that I have been to. Amazing that like, I mean, sold out at the 9:30 club. And I was like four people from the front, right?
Okay.
So normally you're packed in, there's drunk people elbowing you, rubbing up against you in an inappropriate way. But no, I had my space around me. It was great. And so most of the way through the show, I look down, there's a girl in front of me, and in her back pocket is her iPhone. And I can see that her iPhone is recording. So she had been trying to take a photo or a video and had finished and just stuck it in her back pocket. And I could see it was inverted, so I could see the round red circle that was pulsing and going and the bottom of it. And I could see that she was accidentally recording the show from her butt. She was butt recording the show.
Now, was the camera recording frontwards, or were you looking into the camera?
It was recording frontwards, so I could see the tiny bit of the screen. So there was nothing on the screen.
Sure.
But it was obviously getting the audio in some terrible way accidentally. And here's what I don't understand, Tony. People, when they have their phone, when they're done using their phone, I see so many people that do the double tap on the home button and they get to the task switcher and they swipe up on all the apps. They force quit.
Right.
All the apps. Everybody does that. You don't need to do that, but everybody learn how to do that. And yet nobody locks the phone with the little lock button when they're done with it. They just throw it in their purse or throw it in their pocket, unlocked, and wait for the 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, before it locks. Or if you are recording, it will never lock. It will just be there just doing whatever it's doing. I don't understand this. Why is this? Why don't people lock their phones, but yet they force quit all their apps? What is going on, people?
I mean, I'll fuck with force quit when I'm having some kind of issue.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. That's definitely a useful tool to have, but people do it like OCD. That's every time they're done using an app, boom, they got to force quit it. It's terrible. And everybody learned to do this a few years ago. And it's viral. It went everywhere. I don't understand it.
I think we're on the same page about being a little more conscientious about, you know, we just want to get things back to where they should be. You know, I don't know. I think maybe part of it is maybe with ladies when they're throwing something into a bag and it's just, you know, into the black hole.
Right. Whatever. It's not going to. But like, don't people remember butt dials? That was a thing. Everybody butt dialed everybody else. When you'd not have the phone locked, you'd sit on it. I don't understand this.
I had a good experience with that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I got a call from my dad, but it wasn't just a call. It said, hey, Dad would like to FaceTime you. So I answered it, and I answer the FaceTime, and it's the camera looking into my dad's ear.
That's beautiful. Oh my gosh. I think on that we should start the show. This is Hometown Sounds.
Take care of you. All I wanna be. whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you need, I got it. Yeah, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you need, I got it. Oh, I got it. I got it. Ooh, yeah. I got it.
That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Parecco.
And I'm Paul Vaudrey.
And who was that?
Oh, that was Edie Blue with the song I Got You, the lead track from her new EP, which is called Heart Opener. It came out on May 20th. Edie Blue is spelled E-D-Y-B-L-U. I don't know if I really need to spell it because I feel like if people want to know about it, they would go onto the website and click on links and whatnot. But just in case, you know, you're just listening via audio and you don't really look at anything.
You'll probably get there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's they left off the E on blue.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta have it. Anyway, this new EP is a $4 download on her Bandcamp page. It's also available on Spotify. I first learned about Edie Blue from her turn on guest vocals on the CI track Queen of Sheba from their 2014 album Knowledge Shine Bright. And they made a music video for that track that we played about a year and a half ago on the site. And it's a beautiful video because she is a beautiful lady and they made her up really awesome in that video. It's fantastic. So this has been a long awaited EP of hers. Heart Opener, I don't know. Do you know this, Tony? It's like a yoga thing, right? There are exercises that are heart openers that you open up your chest. And also the artwork on the EP, which apparently was done by Julian Lorenzo, is really nice. It's like a heart and there's like tendrils coming out with paint. It's quite a nice little album cover art there. So,
but that song, it makes me want to do a little more than yoga.
It's true. It'd be dancing around yoga, not like hold a pose for 3 minutes during that song. There's a lot going on in that song. We were listening
all
to
those
it.
Bells?
There's church bells and horn stabs. And then
everything came way down for the solo electric guitar. Yeah. Oh, man. That was monstrously beautiful.
We hope you like that kicking off the podcast. So we're going to play some more music now. What's up next, Tony?
Color Palette. I saw them last week. We're going to talk about it after the track.
Nice.
throbbing, pulsating, jiving, all other kinds of borderline inappropriate words. Oh, I love that. I love that dance rock. It's been so good to us for so long. The band is Color Palette. The track is Rain from their new album Vaporwave, which just pretty much came out last week, right?
Yes, it is not out on Bandcamp, strangely enough, but
iTunes, Spotify.
It's on Spotify. You can stream it. You can buy it on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere else you buy your music.
Google Play?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't do Google Play, but whatever. I'm sure it's up there.
Yeah, but that's our job. We tell people what formats they can get it on. Don't worry, I'll edit this out. Unless I don't. Yeah. Paul doesn't know.
That's all right. That's Tony's job.
Paul doesn't know. Okay. So I saw Color Palette. They did an album release show last week at the W Hotel last Wednesday, and I had a mighty good time. Paul, you've been to one or two of these shows at the W Hotel before, right?
Yeah, they have this rooftop lounge called the POV Lounge, and they have shows there. And I have not enjoyed the shows that I've seen there very much. I've seen some of my favorite bands, and I just feel like the sound is difficult. And I just feel like it's one of those spaces that it's a bar. Like, it's a loungy bar, and that's what it wants to be. And that when you put musicians playing there, it's just kind of distracting from the loungy part that these people that are there want to do. So it just is, you know, and I'm all for having shows in unique locations, but it just feels like you're fighting against the tide of what that place wants to be. So what was your experience there?
I actually had a totally fine experience.
All right, that's good.
I felt like it was a lot of people dressed up, trying to go to a hip thing, you know, be seen, show the world that you're with it. Actually, one thing that was kind of cool, well, I have a lot of opinions about this, actually. Mm-hmm. There were specialty cocktails for the evening.
Oh, yeah. I saw that online.
Yeah. Near Northeast opened. So there were three cocktails. There was a Near Northeast, a Color Palette, and then a Vaporwave cocktail.
Yeah.
And I had two of them. And you know what? Okay, the specialty cocktails. Oh, the Near Northeast, it was delightful. Oh, it was a really, it was like a Ciroc vodka, and then like there was a mint liqueur involved. It was delicious.
Mm.
But I gotta say, all right, so they were billed as being $10. Cool. Specialty cocktail, $10. Yeah. Great. Right. And I thought that meant like, oh, that's going to be the high end of the menu, a specialty cocktail.
Oh.
So my first round, I actually ordered a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
And then my phone rings up because I have my card tied to my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm charged $17.50 for a whiskey sour.
What?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
What? And that's rail whiskey? You didn't even specify the whiskey?
No, I don't think I did. I did think that it was mid-level, like mid-grade, like mid-shelf.
That's ridiculous.
But, I mean, you think about getting bilked for a specialty cocktail because it's a specialty cocktail. These are actually the items that were sort of on sale.
That's really weird. And that was like naming the vodka and like having some weird ingredients.
Yeah, no, so. And this was, it was Ciroc vodka like all the way through, like top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The drinks were delicious, but I was kind of surprised about this one anomaly at the forefront. Okay, so Color Palette, really love the band.
Yep.
One thing that was cool was that they did a pretty good job of filling out the room. Like, the music largely sounded good. I will say that I wish more bands with electronic elements on their recording went the full drum samples live.
Uh-huh.
And because I will say that, like, amidst, like, you know, some really deep, you know, EDM kind of synths,
yep,
that you just have a live snare drum that's not even really properly mic'd,
mm-hmm,
as, and you know, there's not that snap,
yep,
of like the drum machine that you might program in, yep, your digital audio workstation. So I mean, it's quibbling, whatever. I had a really good time. I met up with some new Hometown Sounds listeners, Helena and Amy. That was cool.
Nice.
Thanks a lot for saying hey, ladies.
That's awesome.
No, it's cool. Like, listen to the show, we hang out, that's it. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, yeah, boom.
And you also saw the band with their recently added Mary Jo Mattea in the lineup.
Yeah.
Who we featured
just a few episodes ago.
That's right.
Yeah, Mary Jo, it was cool. She's kind of doing a co-lead vocalist thing, mm-hmm, with guitarist Jay Niemeyer. It's really, really awesome and lovely. You kind of really get that extra cool move that you have in a lot of synth rock acts of having a higher vocal harmony. It was really cool.
Nice. I'm glad you had a good time at that show. And,
yeah, I did.
And perhaps I should give that lounge another shot.
Yeah, do that.
You know, because they have shows and it was free, right? It was
a free
show.
It was free.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's just like the whiskey sours for $17.50.
They make it up at the bar, I guess. So, yes. Let's hear some more really good music. Another fine female vocalist.
Fine female vocalist, Emily Henry.
Oh, I took a walk. I didn't have to go too far. Oh, I took a walk to somewhere that I've been before. Oh, a thundercloud is difficult to ignore. But oh, somehow I left it on the bedroom floor. Oh, you made it all seem so sweet. Oh, I had something in my wildest dreams. Oh, this is how it had to be. Cause I should have known that something that felt that good was bad for me.
So with most podcast episodes that we do, I feel like I'm pretty good about knowing like which song is going to be going through my head for a few days after we're done putting it out. And I feel like that's the one. I feel like I'm going to be going, whoa. I feel like that's going to be stuck in my head for a while.
But it was also a tussle to even just pick just one.
That was true. The song we picked was called Bad For Me from the new EP by Emily Henry called Matchsticks.
It is Matchsticks.
Matchsticks. I feel like I needed to pronounce it properly. It is a $5 download on her Bandcamp page, and the six tracks were all produced by Andrew Gaddy of Lighting Fires and sometimes Social Media Tormenting by Tony.
I've found some other hobbies in recent months.
That's good. It's good. It's good to change it up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I do love this EP so, so much. Oh, I've just been listening to this EP all through the week, and it's just been agonizing trying to decide what song we were going to have on the show. Mm-hmm. And this is a song that really brushes up on like a perfect pop song. And another one that I've thrown at Paul on various occasions is I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage.
Yep.
And this just has a chorus that speaks like a universal truth. That you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe that no one has thought of this before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, it's likely there has been a song called Bad For Me with kind of a similar sentiment. But no, this is just so great. Okay, so let me just gush on this record a little bit more.
Oh yeah.
Actually.
Do it.
All right. So Paul, have you ever heard the phrase, got an LA face, but an Oakland booty?
No.
All right. So it's really to set up some kind of contrast between two different elements in a person.
Yeah.
You know, in this instance, kind of like what's going on up top as opposed to what's going on down below.
Yeah.
And in this instance, what I got to say is, you know, I'll say something about physical appearance. So I'm going to take that structure and apply it to Emily Henry, where she's got major key looks.
All right.
But her music's got minor key mystery. Because she has very fair skin and yep. blonde hair.
Right.
But then, you get this really sort of magical, up from the mists kind of indie pop and mm-hmm. folk that's so, so, so cool. I will say that this song in particular doesn't have this element, but 2/3 of the record, and by the way, there are 6 tracks, mm-hmm. but I've been reducing to lowest common denominators, like my teachers told me, but I feel like it's also important to know that there are 6 songs rather than 3. That's it.
That's good.
Yeah, but this EP kind of falls into what I refer to as a trinket record, where a lot of the songs sort of have this whimsical element to some of the other backing instruments. Like, there's some just really cute banjo and bells and glockenspiel, and it just works out so nicely. And like, for instance, let's hear a clip from Hands.
Easy now, there's trouble enough out there for all your torturous doubts. It must be hard to sleep sometimes, you know me. There's nothing in my
So I've just had so much fun listening to this record. Although one problem I have had is that I've been trying to go to sleep to this record, but I've had the problem of where I will be listening to it on Bandcamp on my phone, and then my phone will go to sleep. So then at the end of the song, I will have to wake my phone up and navigate to the next one, and it just makes for a rough time trying to fall asleep. Instead, I have this in-bed activity. And then like the light blares and I'm like, should have put it on like the faded light mode at night.
Right.
So this just tells you how much time I've spent with this record in the last week
really
or so.
Have.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thanks for hanging along with us for that. What do we got next?
Next we have one of our favorites, Mr. Johnny Grave.
I'm on the way. way. Made my way through the muddy river on a wee bit to dry land. So I pulled away.
Was DC blues legend Johnny Grave with the track called Wade, which is the leadoff single from his new album called Broadcaster / Believer / Revelator / Repeater. That is 8 tracks. It was recorded back on March 10th, 2016, halfway through a 13-day U.S. tour, recorded over a couple hours in a converted church in Tupelo, Mississippi. I feel like if you're going to do blues like that, I mean, Tupelo, Mississippi is about where it really is happening.
Pretty authentic.
Exactly.
Just follow things up with a plate of ribs and that'll be a real authentic day.
So it's recorded live with no overdubs. I feel like Johnny Grave just like puts together albums like in one. Some people spend months recording an album and Johnny Grave just does it in an afternoon.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. So he's putting out this album on Tuesday, June 7th at the Mark's Cafe in Mount Pleasant, and he's doing this show. It's all ages, no cover, and he kind of wanted it to just sort of be a no-frills thing, not like a big show with a cover charge, but just a really laid-back setting at a bar.
That's cool, but he's still flirting with the idea of an album release show.
And, well, that is true.
I don't know. I really feel like, it sounds like the two are almost incidental to each other.
Yeah. So, and he's going to be releasing this album and it will be for sale there as a limited run booklet / download code. And in the interest of environmental conservation, no CDs, vinyl, or other plastic-based media will be produced for this release.
Hey, but what about all that bandwidth you're taking up in the cloud? You gotta burn a tree like, somewhere down the line.
No, it's all solar power, hydro, it's renewable, dude.
Do you know that, start to finish?
Well, no, but, you know, we can dream. But I, of course, this has been a thing that I've been focusing on for a while
you
now.
You have. You've talked about these ideas.
Yeah,
do
so,
it again.
Like, I don't think... Like, I don't want to have more physical media in my life. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people, I mean, I guess people are collecting vinyl and tapes. I don't think anybody's buying CDs anymore, which is, you know, whatever. But I want to buy albums and I would like there to be some sort of physical thing, but I don't need it to be the thing that has the music on it, like vinyl or CDs or tape. It could be something totally different. And so this having this limited run booklet, I think is totally, I don't know what's in it. It's tour photos, maybe, you know, writings, who knows? I mean, Johnny Grave is an established writer as well. So I'm looking forward to this. I think this is cool. I know that on the podcast, which is called Hard Love, Tough Feelings, which is Bryce Taylor Rudeau's podcast, which we mentioned last episode, and we had a little mix up on how to pronounce his name. And he, on this episode of his show, he mispronounced my name. He got me as Peter from Hometown Sounds. So we all, the desks are clear.
Nobody got it right.
Nobody. It's all good. It's all good. So this podcast, he was interviewing a couple of people and talking about the physical releases and how, you know, maybe you don't need to have the actual music on it. You know, it could be, my idea, of course, is to have the art of the album be in some format, maybe small, maybe a postcard size, maybe bigger album, 12-inch album size, something you can hang on your wall and remember that the album you bought was awesome.
What if you could, you've talked about the idea of specialty glass before and that some
yeah.
folks who have,
right.
Yeah. What if you did like some custom stained glass, like kitchen window of just album covers?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're like gesturing at my own window here.
Yeah.
Like what if instead of just a regular pane of clear glass, it was like each little section was an album cover?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be totally awesome. Also very expensive and probably not economically viable. But, you know, we're all thinking about these Kickstarters to like record the album and whatnot. And, you know, some people want to do, you know, $10, $15 to pre-order it. And some people want to do $100, $200. And you got to give them some amazing gift for that amount. And why not something beautiful like stained glass or a fracture or whatever?
You're partner like, with some area glass blowers.
I mean, I think that musicians are all about getting creative. And I really hope that they'll move past. I mean, I'm not saying don't do the tapes. If the tapes are selling, Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if Johnny Grave also was a glassblower.
I mean, the guy's super talented, but that's getting a little much. That's not fair. You know, why you have all this talent making us look bad?
Nah, anyway. Whatever, man. It's just all straight up artisanal.
So let's hear another
Authenticity.
Song.
Authenticity. Cool. Yeah.
Let's hear another song.
Next, we got something from Len Clair.
Yeah. Hypochondriac, the pre-order single from the new Len Clair album, Pool of Pink. That's an interesting title of the album, Pool of Pink.
Len Clair, another project of Jack Hubbell, who we featured on the show a few episodes back. This is a little less psychedelic than other Len Clair tracks that they've put out in the past, and it's cool. Like, whatever, it's kind of pushing a little more like dream rock rather than like psychedelic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The album is 13 songs. It comes out on June 10th. You can pre-order on their Bandcamp for only $4.
Or, just like we did.
Yeah. Or you could get their entire discography for only $9.
And that includes the pre-order?
Yeah.
Like, yep. You can't get this right now, but come release day, a little something extra.
That's right.
It's the juice.
It's right.
It's the VIG.
And of course, we've mentioned before that Jack Hubbell is a little bit of a prankster. According to the credits, the lyrics on the 11th track of the album were written by Bert Cocaine. I like that. Also, apparently, according to their Facebook credits, Jack Hubbell plays alto piccolo.
Which is, I think, more commonly known as a dog whistle.
God. I must say also the album cover for this, really cool. Really awesome, beautiful thing. I would hang that on my wall.
Let me take a look at this.
Yeah.
Let me take a look at this because I haven't snuck a peek keys at that. What have we got? Oh, it's like a George O'Keefe vagina with a face in the middle.
Yeah, and I think that their logo is kind of snappy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good font, whatever that is.
Yeah, I want to use that on my Squarespace.
Also, looking back at their Facebook feed a few months ago, he posted that every day at 9 p.m. his phone would send a reminder to him that said, "Finish fucking Lenklar album, you piece of rat shit."
Oh, man. Well, Paul, when you unlock your phone, you get a similar screen and it informs the reader who the phone belongs to. And please get in touch this way.
Right.
So, I mean, wow. Someone who just picks up Jack Hubbell's phone is going to be treated to a much different experience.
It's true. So that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. And we hope that you liked it. And we hope that you will subscribe to it in iTunes or whatever podcatching app you like. The other day, by the way, I submitted it to the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
Which I guess has podcasts now. And it took like a few hours and now it's in there too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So if you are an Android person and I'm not an Android person, so I don't even know how it works. If there's separate apps for it, if it's right in Google, whatever. But if that's how you want to get your podcast, it's there as well. Please also turn on a friend to the show. There's a lot of people that would like to know about what's going on in DC music.
Yeah,
that's what we do. We have social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Hometown Sounds. It's pretty easy to remember. We have music videos and podcasts and other stuff on our website, which is hometownsoundsdc.com. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
Yes, send us tips, tricks, submissions,
feedback, whatever. But really the important part is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
Yes, that's really the best part, right? Seeing them play live. Like, it's so much fun. And they're playing all around town very frequently. Except for this guy, actually. This guy, that was an unintentional segue. The last track on this episode is by Zoe. And the track is called Lifeline. Zoe, by the way, has an exclamation point in the name. So it's really Zoe!
And I recognized this artist's name because Zoe showed up on the Hometown Sounds podcast a little before I got involved.
Like and 3 years ago.
Yeah. So before when I was just a little listener, just like y'all.
Yep. Zoe is Lorenzo Ferguson. He's originally from Detroit and now residing in Silver Spring. He has a brand new album out, which is called Skybreak.
Dude, pop on by. We'll go get Greek food.
Yeah, that's how Tony rolls into Silver Spring. So this release, also not on Bandcamp, but is available for streaming on Spotify and for sale on all the usual outlets. In addition to releasing solo records regularly, Zoe is the keyboardist and musical director of the Grammy-nominated duo The Foreign Exchange, which is Fonte and Nicolay, who both live in North Carolina. This album features collaborations with Fonte, Musina, and Dornick, which is the single that we have chosen to play on this podcast. This song is called Lifelines. It's a real nice, smooth R&B way to ease you out of this ridiculous podcast we just made. So thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
See you next time.
Cool.
With everything you do, so and that's the truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
In the dark days, we're gonna be right. In the nighttime.
always got you, babe. I've got you, babe. You don't ever have to walk alone. I know we can always find a way. You are the queen that's on my phone. I need you to stay. To be everything I am, oh. Girl, that's the truth. That's the truth. Girl, that's the truth. That's the truth. When I think about the days, tears falling down my face. So let me take the time now before it's too late. Crying, yelling, there's no telling where I'd be without your love. Just wanna feel your love.
What's up? I carry your name and your lineage. I carry the flame and my intention is to keep it ablaze until somebody gets wind of it and tries to blow it out. Sorry I have my doubts, sorry I have my bouts. In the cesspool, it's stressful, I wanna shout. Preach it, play it again, lucky I got a friend. As long as you live within, I will never go without. To the low, holla.
You don't ever have to walk alone. I know we can always find a way. You are the queen that's on my phone. I need you to stay.